trouble with it, a little bit trouble with that knee. And finally, this morning, I gave in. I took a Motrin. It really works. Marvelous invention. Okay, first the Gemara. Gemara, Lashon Tosfos. These are all halachas that you should have in your background. You should know already. But if not, it's never too late to get educated. What happened to my right one that had my initials on top? No. Disappeared. Now we're bringing it right up there. There it is. I didn't put it in. All that stuff. Here it is. It's over here. Okay. Pick up the Gemara. Up to Omer, I'm true of a lady. Okay, Ben, you want who's? Anyway, look at this Gemara, everything is brand new to you people. Okay, honest? It's in Hebrew, you should be able to read it.
Amar Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, Kol Hashmanim Kulam Yachin, Lener, Veshemin Zayis, Min HaMukhar. So all kinds of oils are good for the Ner. Veshemin Zayis is Min HaMukhar. Amar Abaye, Mireshka.
Why? It says, San Halacha Moshe Mishinai. I mean, it doesn't claim Halacha. He doesn't claim Amasola. What do you mean? Why is Shemin Ben Amufa? So you see, I've been trying the last few weeks to emphasize to you a more intensive way to learn the Gemara. This is a giveaway for someone to think that we're not talking about Hanukkah, we're talking about Shabbos. Remember, this is Masechet Shabbos. Oh, I understand why. One oil would be Menah Mufcha. Why? Only one reason. Less chance of Shemayate. It flows more freely. It draws more cleanly. And therefore, less chance of sputtering. Less chance of Zeh Shemayate. So I'm looking for the best way, right, to avoid that danger of Shabbos of Shemayate. That makes simple sense. And you look through the Rishonim, and many of the Rishonim ran that way. That took much Shabbos. The Maral in Ner Mitzvah, Maral has a whole big essay on Ner Mitzvah, which includes comments La Locha, but basically Ner Mitzvah meaning the Mitzvah of Ner and Torah and so on. There in Ner Mitzvah he says, why it's Mitzvah Men Amufor? He says it's Chanukah because the nest was made with Shem Azayas. Simple, but historical identity. Right? He identifies himself with the nest of the Migdash. The nest was made with Shem Azayas. In most people's mind today, Hayoim, people use Shem Azayas for that reason. Shem Azayas for Ner Chanukah, right? Because the nest nasa with Shem Azayas. See in a minute. Yeah. Amar Abaye. See, like, look, from Abaye, you see what, that the Maharal is wrong. It can't be because there was some advantage to associate yourself with the historical event. Why? Why was it Mahadzer Amishcha the Shumshumi? If it's a Shemazayas, you know, it's good oil. It burns well. And it's Vad Zeichel Amigdosh. So you should have stuck with Shemazayas? No. No. That's layman's thoughts. It's not halachic thought. Because they use oil then, or use the same kind of oil now. It's not an adequate reason, not worthy of comment. And the Rai is from Abaye. He says, no, I like Shemesh Shumshumi. Why? Because it burns slowly. Hai Moshar Nehura Trey. Not easy to interpret those words, but that seems to be the best way to learn Pshat. Moshar Nehura Trey, the word Trey means more, right? It draws the oil more, meaning it burns longer. Even the Shema Lo, okay, go ahead, Ben.
Even the
Shema Lo, Lahod Rabbi Shua Ben Levi.
Lahod Rabbi Shua Ben Levi.
Right, when he heard that Rabbi Shua Ben Levi say what? Shema Zayis Min Amufcho, and then Mahad Ramesh Chedazayis. He also, he accepted Yehuda Ben Levi's right, statement. He said, okay, and now on I'm not going to use sesame oil, I'm going to use Zayas oil. Why? Omar Hai Solil Nehura Trey. Nice if he knew exactly what these words mean. But no one really translates it for us accurately. The words mean, I know. The light is cleaner, clearer, right, more lucid, whatever that's supposed to mean. Good. But clearly, what are we talking about over here? Hidu mitzvah. Not the mitzvah itself. But clearly talking about Hidu mitzvah. Here's where Levi, for some reason, felt that Zayas is Hidu mitzvah. Abaye felt that Shumshum is Hidu mitzvah. After he heard Yeshua ben Levi, he said, okay, I'll go with Yeshua ben Levi's Hidu mitzvah of Zayas. But nobody mentions what the Maharal mentions, because the Nes was not Seb Hashem Zayas. That's not mentioned by anybody.
Salil, it's only salul in light or in a pound, in that after sumsumim and olive, or this light term, that ole lemala. Salul.
Kol o hole lemala. He makes a bigger frame, man. Yoter gadol.
Olele
mala yoter min sumim. Basad.
Specific white of sumsumim and olive. What is the specific white? The mishkal.
In weight. Yeah.
Salul.
It should be the same weight. But generally, the oils come from natural fruits, vegetables, all pretty much the same weight there, but that's not, anyway, I might not mean a can alone. Shuma Levi Omar Lono Od Halacha, the Omar Shuma Levi, second Halacha.
The Omar of
Shuma Levi, Koshmanim,
Koshmanim Yafin,
Vidyo,
Vishemin Zayas mean a mivchar. So all the
shemin
are white or pink, and Shemin Zayas is mean a mivchar. Ibai Lahu, Bagabel, Ola Asha. And he said to him,
what does it mean?
Question?
What is the Shemin Zayas best for? There are two times, it seems, that oil is used in making a dio. Pamachas to make the oshan, to make the carbon. Right? We'll describe it again in a minute. And second time, the gavel to mix within the ink. That's some idea. in the final product, you had a, it's a concoction of different things. They put a little bit of oil in the ink itself, right? That's the gavel. The gavel is dibul is mixing, a lisha, right? To make the mix. The, or maybe la'oshon, right? Or la'ashen, to make the smoke, to make the carbon that goes to go into the Gemara, assuming you know how to make ink. Just to, they didn't discuss how to make ink. Right? Tony Rab Shur Bazutra. No. Kol Hashmonin Yopin Lidyo. Right? In other words, addition of a little oil improves the quality of the ink. But of all the oils, Shemazayas Ben Amufko. Right? For both purposes. Bein Ligavel, Bein La'ashen. Next. Rab Shur Bazutra. Masne Hochi. Kol Ha'ashonim Yofel Idyo. All carbon, all smoke residue is good for ink. Good for ink, meaning no objection to what you use. That's what you tell me. Yofel Idyo means perfectly fine. You want to use tar, wax, as some of the Achoina mentioned, which was commonly used, obviously, fine. And again, if you remember when we spoke yesterday, I said how to make the dough, where they had a copper dish. I saw one of the Achoinim has a Lashon Trishel Schuchis, a glass dish that caught the carbon. When the smoke went up, it formed a film of carbon on the dish, scrape it off. That's what you're talking about. So this smoke that makes the carbon, makes the shochor, yofin l'dyo. But Shemen Zayis gives you the best. Right? So don't you talk about making ink, Omar Avune, kol hasarofim yofin l'dyo. All tree sap. That's what sorof is. The sap of a tree. Right, your ancestors, they represent the branches of the of your family tree, right? And your siblings, right? They represent the fruit, and you represent the sap. Okay, but sorof katef yofel mikulon. But the sap of the katef tree, that's the best.
Were they using the sap instead of the gidin?
Oh, let's see. Yosef, be my guest.
Thank you.
Just going back to the issue of the shmanim for the nair. If it's about Shabbos, why does Abaya respond? Or why does Abaya respond that shum shami is better?
Yeah. Also, same. Maybe it burns longer. Small quote Shabbos.
It's nothing to do with Shemiyah.
In other words, one spoke about quality, one spoke about quantity. A number of the children learn that way, but the text seems to be focused on Hanukkah, still the middle. Okay? Pick up Tosfos. Tosfos was struggling, so I was aware that you can possibly interpret this Gemara as Shabbos. Why? Very simply. Look in the Mishnah, right? They go ahead and list a whole bunch of oils that you can use whole bunch of oils you can you cannot use. And the Mishnah then finishes off look on Chof Dalet, right? So look at the Mishnah on Chof Dalet. Ein Madlikin Shemes Chayfo, right? Machlokes in Biyu Kodoshim next. Chachom Matirim B'chol HaShmonim. No one doesn't tell you there's any advantage of Shema Zayis. Rabbi Tafan Omer, a Malikin of Mashai Zayis Bulvod. Now, why would Rabbi Tafan say that? What's his business? Why? Ella. I remember we jumped ahead and we pointed out the and Chavov Omer Aleph. Right, Rav Tarfon was brought to the task. Rav Tarfon was criticized. What do you mean, Eishan Bilbon? What am I supposed to do? Right, look at the bottom third of the page of the Omer Achav Avav Menalav. Right, Omer Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Aragel of Yomar. Ma'yasu Anshei Bova Elam Elishem Meshum Shemit. Ma'yasu Anshei Moda Elam Elishem Gozim. Anshei Alexander Elam Elishem Tznonos. What do you mean, Eishan Bilbon? In other words, what is he saying? Minamufko? Oh, he do fine. Tell me Shema's eyes is better. Yofa. Ella Bilvad, that's all. What are we supposed to do? What does Rabbi Tafan hold? Why don't we make sense? He knows that the other Shemshemushan is. Abai says Shemshemushan is very good oil. He chose that as number one. Tafel was worried about Isur Shabbos, Shemayate, and to avoid Shemayate, Shemazayis is the best. All the other oils, yeah, sometimes quality varies, whatever it may mean. He said, I know when it comes to the Shaila, right, and Rabbanim were concerned with of Shemayate, and Zayis is the easiest way out. Stick with Zayis, you won't get into trouble.
What? The Rebbe said that in Eretz Yisrael they sell a different type of Shemen Zayit,
right,
that's cheaper because it's specifically.
Right.
So what is the difference?
I've tasted both of them. You have to talk to your wife on these. Right. If she uses olive oil, they sell a virgin olive oil. Right. What's olive oil? Virgin olive oil. It's produced by virgins. means something, right? Okay. Light. Then they have light olive oil. Right. What's light olive oil? It doesn't taste like olive oil. Because people don't like olive oil taste. They like the oil, they get juice to it, they just chazal. But olive oil, people, I just came back from Eretz Yisrael, and my daughters both use only olive oil. Right. Then some things, they don't use olive oil. For frying latkes, frying matzah brei, they wouldn't use olive oil. It gives too strong an olive oil taste. The oil they sell for lighting is pressed from the seeds of the olive, the stone of the olive. Very strong. When you light it, you smell like you're in the middle of an olive jar. Pickled olives. You smell pickled olives on this. Yeah. But it's good. It's good, healthy oil. It's same oil that has in it some solace.
It depends from. Shemen mechalamish tzur. It depends from if it's from mountain or if it's from terrain.
Yeah.
Shemen mechalamish tzur.
Is what?
I don't understand
don't
that this pasuk every after I was near Trieste, it's Karzik. Only rocks, no grain. Only rocks.
Wait,
and they have olive oil from rocks.
You mean the etz gadel al chalamishu?
Al chalamishu.
Rock is tall. Yeah, you see, b'yayin katuv ala bakbuk, say yayin ze nasem enavim she gedlu Alaha or Amek or something.
No,
gives different taste. Kodesh Baruch Hu, Gmorim Balabasa in Perek Chamishi has a Maisa that's Hoyel of Taya Arab, right? Toam et afa v'oma kama mil yimtzu mayim. So there are different tastes to earth that you have to learn. Anyway,
well, it will still burn as clear.
It's huh? Clearer. It's light.
The one from the seed is still as clear. The is it still as tzalul, the flame.
Yep.
Or it has psalit, so it's different.
Yeah, we translate what the words mean, but don't fully clear of it. Yeah, you got. I told you we checked. Someone asked me they had no Shemen Zayas. Could they use canola oil? And I remember that we years back we tested canola oil because we were interested in testing the wicks. They want to use good olive oil, too expensive, so we use canola oil, and it burns very well. It's very, very nice, steady, clear flame. It's good. Most oils do. The oils that the Mishnah tells you not to use are because they're not really pure vegetable oils. They're largely mineral, zephyrs, and so on and so forth.
But are we pressing today very differently than they used to press? And no.
No, just a little more ziyuf today. That's all. They cheat more. That's all. That's one of the problems. Olive oil doesn't need any hashgacha. The hashgacha is against ziyuf, not it. All the plants that they put olives in, they squeeze oil, it's all kosher. But if they put a chazafat, then it doesn't work so well. And I mean, one of the common adulterants today, adulterated foods, is olive oil because the price of olive oil rocketed. And they put also other kosher oil, but soybean oil. So, they mix it. Okay, let's see what Tosfos wants. So Tosfos picks up first on the Shaila, what are we talking about? Chanukah or Shabbos? So already Tosfos already noted that it's possible to shuv with Shabbos. And back to where we have to, right? Mireish hava bahadar mara amishcha shum shmi. And listen carefully. Nira, the aneh Chanukah koi, from the timer, the mosik, the nofesh nura tvei. Tosfos, I don't know why Tosfos thinks that's a raya, because it says he looked shumshimi. Abaya liked shumshimi because it burns longer. Because see what Tosfos time there. Burning longer is no mila for Hanukkah. Ain't double salt. Chazal said it should burn a half hour after Shkia. That's the shir. You want to let it burn longer, it's not Ner Shel Mitzvah after that. Right? According to most shittas, after that you can blow it out and use the oil for salad, whatever you want. Therefore, he doesn't understand why longer would be a mila. Where would longer be a mile? Where you need light. So on Shabbos, where the mitzvah is all, the mitzvah isn't just the hadlokah. There are two mitzvahs in Shabbos we mentioned yesterday. There's a mitzvah lahadlik. Right, we know that from the case, Ashishish Shoisha Dolekis, that you have to blow it out and relight it again. Nire da'aneh Chanukah koi, which in time of the Moslem, Aval in Shabbos, Pshita the Shemen Zayas min Amuvko. Lefisha nimshach achar hapsila tfei mikulu. Right? Kimuchab masita the kulu modu by the madlikin. Everybody agrees that Shem HaZayis is good. Rabbi Talfin came and said, Eivin, madlikim o'el Shem HaZayis bin vod. Right? But that no one argues with him that truly Shem HaZayis is good. Therefore, I understand. So what does he say? But why does Tosafot have to tell you nire? Meaning you could learn other pshat. You could learn that we talk about Shabbos. So when Tosha says Latisha Nimshach Acha Apsila Tvei, what does that mean? It avoids the Isur of Shemayate. Nimshach Tvei, meaning it draws best. So there's less chance of sputtering. Less chance of sputtering. So that would be the reason why Shemen would be Shemen Zayis Menamufko for Shabbos. There. I added to it, I think a better reason why you could assume it's Shabbos. That's because what Abaye said, that Moshach Tvei, there may indeed be a reason. If you pursue an Issa, he wants it to burn longer. Tosis discounts that reason. He says, no, Tosis takes it, Laloche, it says a mitzvah up to a half hour, that's it. There's no advantage to burn any longer. But I don't see that as a serious objection. You can see, Abaye didn't tell you must use shumshumin. He said, I like to use shumshumin because, again, there's a hidu mitzvah, it burns longer, he holds. Tosafot didn't want to accept that. What's the hidu burning longer when there's no mitzvah to burn longer? It's no longer hidu mitzvah, it's after the mitzvah already. But nevertheless, you have to try to learn pshat in the Havamina both ways, what the Havamina was and what the Maskana is. Okay. Comes Tosafot now on the second half. It said that Shem HaZayis is best for Dio in both components of Dio. The Shem HaZayis gives you the best Oshon, the best smoke, the best carbon. And it gives you also the best, whatever it does, viscosity in mixing it. Right? In the gibul, in the actual content of the, in the oshon, the oil isn't there. It's the smoke. It's the carbon that was in the oil. Legabe means you actually add some oil into your mixture. Now, remind you, we had occasion to call your attention to this once before in Klal Godol, and we talked about Gibul of Dio. That their Dio was solid, remember. The Dio, when it was made into Rikikim, matzah, into thin sheets. Okay. And then was dissolved, diluted, able to write in it. I brought you last time, I brought it again. This is the ink that the Chinese use for writing, because it had nice writing on it. I never opened it up to check it. But, you see, this is what Chazal knew about ink. You see, where do you have this thing? I had it for that reason, I bought it for that reason too. Right. The Moran Nida says that one of the bad colors of blood, or color that's dam nida, is shochor kidyo. And they said that Chazal had always had a piece of dyo, and when they had a shayle in maras domim, they would use it as a test to compare the black, because there are other blacks. Right? I have the text in the office here. If you want to see it, what's called black, you know very well. You can have two black suits, And if you try to mix the pants with one, you know, the jacket, it's not the same light. Right. So, this is Shochor Kedyul. This is the ink.
There isn't a differentiation in the tints of ink.
What?
There isn't a variety in the blacks of the ink.
Chazal held no. That was, so you said this is a color standard, right? They would use that as a color standard, right? Dyo, color of dyo, was dam shaloka. That's oxidized blood. Blood is red. When it oxidizes, it becomes black, but not any black.
What do they do with that one?
Hmm?
What do they do with that one?
What the Chinese do with it?
Yeah, they boil it?
No, they don't. They have a different system. They wet a brush, water, and rub it on there.
On that
and,
thing?
And paint. Hmm. They don't use liquid. They make it liquid by dipping the brush in water and rubbing it on the block, and then they write with it. Remember, they write with a brush, not with a pen. It's broad strokes, you know.
So what is the ratio of amount of ashan that is necessary in mixture in order to get the ink well?
That's what I told you, that everybody buys ink from one Yerushalmi family. They got it. They got the things right. They had a good formula, and they are obviously, they have rigid control. They make it always the same way. It comes out the same way.
But when the sofer that used to bring the Rebbe and his friends right. to watch, how yeah, much did he get out of this pail?
I really think it was completely the way your grandmother made strudel. A little of this and a little of that. Because she had a rule, if you put in good stuff, good things come out. Like, what could be bad? You put in raisins and odds, nuts, and how bad could it be? A little bit awful. But this, I would suspect, it was done completely by trial and error. Now, it didn't look black enough, you put some more. It isn't thick enough, you put some more gelatin in, until you get what you like. Okay. Look at the Rashi first. Legavel, you have it, the Rashi. Four lines after the Rashi lines are small. Legavel vatsosi b'tshuvas hagonim shema'ashnen klitzchukis me'oshon shemen zayis at shemashcher, until the glass dish is covered with black, it turns black. The gorer hashachuris, they scrape off the blackness, meaning the carbon. You put a little bit of oil in, right? And you stir it up well with the carbon. Umayafsho bachaba, right? And then goes the difficult part of Rashi. Umemacha also lesochadyo. What is he talking about? Then you put into the dyo. That is the dyo. What are you putting into? So hamayim, I understand. Rashi says umemacha also lesochadyo. So everybody wants to learn pshat as Rashi is that he's referring to dyo. He uses another name for dyo. I'm sorry. There is a synonym to dyo, and that is meyafatsin. Here, this opens up the whole sugi in halacha. I described to you yesterday what mea fatsin is. Right? The gall nuts that grow on a tree, you cook them up with water, and you end up with a brownish black solution.
The piece of the tree itself?
Yes, these are tumors that grow. You can see it on trees here in Marchand Heights. It's a response of the tree to insect attack. And knowing that pshat in Rashi, it makes good sense. Why? Because you see soon there's some hold you can write with Meir Fatzim that is due. And you can write a Sefer Torah with Meir Fatzim without the carbon, without the black. But notice Rashi. Yet when Pshat is Rashi, Mimacha also, you then dissolve it, the Toch Hadyo. Okay? La'ashen, namakit verishis. Shamans are good, as we explained, what? A glass dish, and you smoke it, and you scrape off the black, the carbon. You add, what sorof? Is guma. Did you take a look at the lousy words of Rashi? Right. In back of the Gemara, you have right the milim shebelaz in Rashi, and gives you an interpretation of these lousy words in Rashi. Right. See if you can find it quickly. Usually, it's the first thing here in this Gemara. Yeah, but one has a normal look. Normal, you have a normal Gemara. That's right. It's right in the beginning. That's all usually the beginning. Milim halozio sheberashi. After the Gemara. Okay, you got it there. It should be right there.
First is Pisei Tosfos.
Where? You have it?
It's not the first thing.
It's usually in the beginning or right after the Rosh.
Okay, we'll go after the Rosh.
Or Miller, you said that the top is balsam wood. What?
Balsam wood? Oh, good. You have it? I'm a target. Okay, well, look up our daf, Chof Gimel. Chof Gimel Amal Aleph. What does he say?
Shizifar. Here we are.
You got it?
Yeah.
Shizifar.
What word are we looking at?
You have it? Okay, I choose the air. Punyo Shoyar, right? Yeah, he says. Gumi is called hearts, right? Mm. Right. And hearts, there is the German word for sap. Okay, I'll pick up Texas. See if you can catch Texas, then we'll be able to make sure we work on what I gave you after lunch. Here's the Kuntras. Let me take over. Get that one in a few minutes. Sorov Guma. Any other time. The Dio is a Guma. I mean, a big how many get them? the chol kosrin b'diyo b'sam b'sikra b'kumus. You can write against it in a mafoj b'gmoro. Kumus is gumo, right? So what's diyo? It gives you this. You can write with diyo or with kumus. And kumus is supposed to be gumo. Well, it can't be the sap of a tree. You can't write with the sap of a tree. You won't get any visible letters. Everybody knows you need shocho. It has to be black. Udyo name is a meyafatsim. You can't say that yo means the gallnut juice, the gallnut solution. Shagil anir bem gumo. Why the bebraisik ton osam kosuv metariya ba'avto da'ayno afatsim kosher mashmet lo havatan yo. They separate Dio and Meyafotsim are separate. Diktar Masiso. The line of Dio, Diktar Masiso. The Ode. The Kosha Mashma, the Eved. And if this were called Dio, Dio Ikak Zivo. It says you have to write a Sefer Torah, and I get that reason, also with Dio. The Ode, the Per Kolayot, Amrinan, right? But I just told you before, that they had as a standard of blackness, they had a piece of dio to compare the dam nido. I mean, in Pali Kuta the Dioso Bodhik, right? Take a piece of dio and be Bodhik, meaning the Ainu dio shalonu, shu kosher. It's a solid, it's not a liquid. Velo shalafotzim, right? Ben derach lanir gumar so dio shalonu. We don't put guma in el sorof. Haino lachluch shel ilan. Kmo shon osin dio shalono. Mechein yesh benidah pek hamo gabi psula. Zu sheyirpo shirp sheyirpo mitsuyo. Zu sheyirpo mitsuyo. That refers to how much of a flow there. So it means you're dealing with a liquid, not a solid. V'chein b'per kol shor yerek mar yesh lo sorof upon the maksifim. It says, legabe moro, what can you use for moro? Something which, when you cut it, it then quickly oxidizes, becomes gray-looking, as pono maksifin. Like an apple, when you cut an apple, within a few minutes, right, it turns brown. That's called pono maksifin. Shuso of hain lachruches. Alkein hoyaposel rabbeinu tam sefer Torah shen kosim b'dyo shalonu. The shal lo mikra dio tilpirish. When people make a bona, kosot shalom bedo, harir yigizu, mepin lo bakom esrabo b'sefer Torah. Therefore, what are you talking about? Our dio. So what is it that you can write a sefer Torah with? And the geos. Tefillin, of course, tefillin, mezuzah, we'll cover in a minute. The issue is critical. And the shaila that I began to pose yesterday is, why can't the sofer go out into the stationery store, buy a bottle of Indian ink? It writes wonderfully well. Choco, right? What's wrong with it? But must you do it the way they say with the smoke and then this and that? But you put it that's secular decisions. What ends up with a good ink? But what are the requirements for ink? Number one, nowadays that women read the Sefer Torah in certain communities. Right. They would like the Sefer Torah written in chartreuse, black emphasis. It's too manly a color. Light green would be nice. Or some women apostle the purple. Oh, that's a fine Sefer Tov. I don't know if you, last year or 2 years ago, of the picture of a Reform Rebbetzin there.
Reform Sefer Tov with other colors?
She had tefillin made the purple. She didn't think black is a proper color. Kod Hashem. Purple tefillin. Or let me pose the question simply: what are the halachos liikuva? What are the halacha l'Moshe Mishinai about writing a sefer Torah, writing tefillin mezuzas, painting your tefillin? Shochor is halacha l'Moshe Mishinai and tefillin. Right? What can you use for it? How about a magic marker? A nice black magic marker. No, you got to go to the Berachas Sfarim store and buy a little bottle for $5 or whatever they charge, right? Yeah. Okay, that's the permission for 1 o'clock. Okay, that's what I gave you there. The Machaber and the Rambam and the very critically the Or HaShulchan who brings it to Halacha L'maaseh.
My wife said that in seminary in Israel, all the girls on Hanukkah lit their own menorot.
All good one?
All the Ashkenazi girls lit their own menorot.
Good.